Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome Green, and I am literally by myself. This is the first time that I think I'm doing this by myself, but excuse me, it's one of those episodes where I kind of just want to speak to the things that I have learned along this journey of entrepreneurship, along this journey of being in a group, along this journey of becoming a better person over this past decade. I mean, it's been a decade that you guys have been rocking with us, supporting us, showing us nothing but love and giving us inspiration to continue to keep going. And I just want to say thank you first and foremost. I mean, there's no other way to, you know, say it but thank you. You guys have stuck by us, have showed us what it means to, you know, have a fan base and what it means to grow with your fan base. And I truly, truly appreciate that. But I kind of just wanted to speak on, like, it's in no particular order, but it's the 10 things that I learned along this decade. And I'm sure the guys learned as well, that really just stuck with us since it's 10 years. I got 10 things. It's not going to be a super long podcast, but I just wanted to get my thoughts off and, you know, share them with you guys, because we literally share everything with you guys. We share a lot. And, you know, it's just an open, honest conversation about what I've learned, what I've seen along the way. And hopefully it can help somebody who is listening. And, you know, we're going into 2020, man, and it's exciting. It's a re-energizing. It's just a rush of new coming in, a new decade, a new month, new chances to do something that you didn't do before. You know, everything's anew, and you can start whatever that project is or whatever it is. You can do it now. So let's go ahead and jump into it. One of the first things, I can't even talk. I got my tongue between my teeth. One of the first things that I wrote down, number one was actions produce progression. Actions produce progression. Just start it, man. Like, this is the year, vision. We're going to have vision. We're going to get started on whatever it is that you've been holding on to, whatever it is that has impregnated your spirit. We're going to let that go. We're going to birth that project. We're going to birth that book. We're going to birth that new relationship. We're going to birth that reconciliation that you need to have with someone who you've disconnected with. We're going to birth those things because it's just that time, you know? You don't want to start the decade off not doing it. So, and we got to understand that the only way to get things started is to move on them. You know, we need more movement, man, more movement, more sense of urgency when it comes to not saying rush life, but just more sense of urgency when it comes to yourself and your dreams and just knowing that you need to get out there and move on those things, man, because actions produce progression. And it's just so important that we understand that when we started this thing in 2009, we didn't know where it was going to go. We just knew we wanted to do it. And this is even inspiring for me just to think about how we were just on it, man. Just relentless with the creativity, relentless with getting up and getting out there and just shooting, man, shooting from the hip. Of course, there's things that you learn along the way, and there's certain ways that you can't shoot things anymore, but it was just a spirit of hustle, you know what I'm saying? So I want to download that spirit back into ourselves, back into you guys. Just download that spirit and just say, yo, get up, get out there and go. I remember it would be times where, because we did our skits every Sunday at 7, like that was our thing. It would be times where it would be Saturday and we wouldn't have nothing for you guys. And boom, God would drop the skit in on us and we'd be like, all right, let's go, let's shoot it. And we would drop everything. We would drop everything we were doing and go shoot it. And of course, like I said, people get older, they have responsibilities. You can't just drop things. You can't just drop your baby if you got a baby or anything like that. But you can still have that same hustle, still have that same mindset. So you just got to start these things. And once you start, it's just like a snowball. You know, it just gets bigger and bigger. The impact gets bigger and bigger. The more you do it, it just gets bigger and bigger because you're just not stopping. So content, man, it's a lot that we're going to do in 2020. That I don't even want to talk about. I just want to show you guys. I just want to do it. So, yeah, that's the first thing I wrote down was actions produce progression. And then the next thing I wrote down is that, look, setbacks will happen. It's not a if they will happen. They will happen. And you kind of got to come to terms with that. You got to come to terms with setbacks will happen, because if you don't, you just go around kind of thinking that life is this, you know, rainbow effect. Everything is just bright. Everything is just with a pot of gold at the end of it. And it can be. Life can be an amazing place. Earth can be an amazing place. You know, every day can be amazing, and it's what you make it. But do know that, you know, tragedies will happen. Just things, setbacks will happen. Your business, you may take a loss, you know, you may break up with somebody, you may not talk to somebody, you know. And like me and Cam talked about in the podcast on our Boss Talk, it's these things don't happen to you, they have to for you, they happen for you. And that's kind of the mindset that you have to get in when dealing with life as a whole. You have to understand that, all right, I can't do the woe is me thing, because that's not going to get me anywhere. I have to step back, look at the situation, look at what's going on. How can I fix what's going on? Where can I adjust? And you have to learn to get off that pivot. So use that pivot and move to the next thing, and understand that setbacks will happen. You know, it happened for us. I mean, we lost our whole channel in 2011. And it was a major setback after being online for 2 years and dropping videos and dropping content and putting a lot of hard work and stuff. We had a setback. But that setback was just a setup. You know what I'm saying? It was a setup for something. it was a setup for something greater than we could have even imagined, you know? And so you just got to know that if it happens, it's okay. And you will be okay. You may have to take some time to process and figure things out, but you will be okay. You will be fine. And just have the mentality that, okay, it's happened before. I've got through it. Things have happened before. I got through them. And I think that will help you along the way. So that was the second one, that setbacks will happen. Third thing I wrote down was change your habits, change your life. You know, it's simple. Change your habits, change your life. You if you have a habit of staying in bed all day and things aren't going right, try waking up early and see how your life goes. If you have a habit of being late, try being on time for a little while and just see how that goes. Like, you change these habits and you start to show a different type of growth once you start changing those habits that you have and making sure that you are aware of those habits that you have. Because it starts with the self awareness first, the self assessment, the taking a look back and diminishing your ego and realizing that, okay, it's some stuff that I need to work on. It's some stuff that I need to change in order to change my surroundings. Because the minute you change, people start to see you change as well. People start to look at you and be like, oh, this person's different. This person's moving in a way that I haven't seen before. So I need to respect how they're moving. And they start to adapt to the way you are changing, because you have now set certain boundaries in your life by changing those habits that you had. So change your habits, change your life. We seen a habit that we had when we first were early in the business, and we weren't working on our craft every day. We were working on our craft every other day, every couple of days. We locked in and said, yo, we're going to dedicate a certain amount of hours a day, just like a business, to the craft. And we immediately seen our followers skyrocket. We seen everything jump. We seen business boom because we locked in. We changed the habit. So you got to be able to change a habit. Look at what you have going on in your business, your life, your relationships, whatever it is. Look at what you have going on and be willing to adjust and change in order to produce something great out of your life. So that was another one. I'm sorry, guys. I got a slight cold, but we pushing through. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to be all right. The next thing I had was fail and do it again. Look, you win and you learn. You know what I'm saying? A failure is not a loss. We don't use those words. You didn't lose anything. You learned a lesson. You know, you failed to learn a lesson. You failed to protect you sometimes, and you didn't even know it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if let's say you didn't get that position at the job that you wanted, you weren't ready. You know what I'm saying? You weren't ready, and you'll probably notice that in hindsight. You'll be like, oh, man, if I would have took that job 3 months ago, mentally I wasn't ready, or, you know, I didn't have the work-life balance that I need. So, fail and fail again, you know what I'm saying? Because all it means is that you keep going. If you're continuing to fail, like, it means that you have an ambition to not quit, to keep going. So and we need those failures to get those lessons to win. You know what I'm saying? Have the failure, get the lesson, go out and win. You know what I'm saying? But don't fail and not reconfigure what you were doing. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's for. Take that lesson, apply it to wherever the position was, and then watch how things happen. You know what I'm saying? So take these failures as lessons and just adjust accordingly, man. And know that if you're failing, that means you're trying, and that means you're out there and you're going to win. without a doubt, you're going to win. So many greats have failed plenty of times. I just read a post not too long ago that I think it was Picasso. He had like 100,000 paintings or some pieces of artwork, something wild like that. And we today only know like 100 of them. You know, that's a fraction. You know what I'm saying? But he kept failing, kept going, getting better. You know what I'm saying? Learning and adjusting and figuring out what he needed to do differently. And just that spirit of like, nothing's going to take me down. So, yeah, fail and fail again and keep going. Just fail and keep going, man.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The next thing I wrote down is your plan is not God's plan. And that's something that is hard to kind of swallow. It's a hard pill to swallow, because we as humans like to control a lot. We like control. We like knowing that we have everything in our grip, in our grasp. And it's not true. We can have a plan, but listen, man, 9 times out of 10, it's going to take you in another direction. You can plan and you can try your best to stick to that plan, but it's tough. It's tough to stick to that plan when life hits you in a way that you're like, oh shoot. You know, when the car accident happens, you know what I'm saying? When the business downsizes, when the wife or husband leaves, when, you know what I'm saying? Anything, you get blindsided. So you got to understand that your plan is not God's plan. And I always look at it like this. God sees our lives from a Google Maps aerial view. So it looks, he sees everything, map it out. We see it from more of the linear perspective. We're down here. We can't see that, oh, that mountain is in front of us and it's going to block us, but we can get around it. It's another route. You know what I'm saying? Oh, this, you know, God is our GPS, man, or whatever you believe in. God, universe, whatever you believe in. For me, it's God. Like, It's our GPS. It's our navigation system, you know, and we just have to understand that we can make a plan, but if they go another direction, it's okay. It's meant to be. It's meant to be that direction. It's meant to be the way it is. It's meant to be exactly the way it is. So just trust that. Next thing I wrote down is let go. Let go is something that I learned. whether it's past things that don't do you any good, you know, whether it's perfectionism or those toxic traits. Sometimes you gotta let go, and you can't hold on to things. You just can't hold on to things. You know what I'm saying? And letting go is tough. Tough. Letting go is tough. I mean, we've let go of a lot. We had to let go and understand that, you know, we weren't going to be a 6-member group anymore, and we became 5, and we had to let that go. We had to, you know, let go of the fact that we can't do every Sunday at 7 anymore. We don't have that in us anymore. Not that we can't, but we're moving differently. We have different intentions, different goals, different aspirations than when we first started. So we have to look at our business as a whole and understand that we got to let go of the notion that if we don't do it this way, then it's not going to work. Now we got to let that go. Things have to become new. Things have to, you know, shift for the better. And you let that go and you realize that, oh, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. It just had to happen. It had to happen. And it had to happen because there was a certain thing that you had to see and or get out of it. So it had to happen. So you had to let that go. Because sometimes we hold on to things thinking that they're going to make us feel better when we're not realizing that they're actually holding us back from our potential and holding us back from what we need to accomplish and do. You know what I'm saying? And so we have to be willing to let go of those traits that we have, let go of things that just don't suit you anymore. Let it go. Let it go. Like, ain't that what the girl from Frozen said? Was it let it go? I think it was let it go. I'm sorry. Sorry for sniffling in here, man. But I'm trying not to. That's the one thing about being sick. But it's okay. I just know my body is adjusting. It's fighting it. And we just going to go into 2020 feeling good. All right. I got about another 2 days to get right. So I'll be okay. Sorry. Somebody's alarm is literally going off on the outside here. Okay. That's loud. That's okay. It stopped. See, exactly what I was talking about earlier. I had a plan to do this podcast with no noise, and boom, here goes the noise, and you just gotta adjust and keep it moving. After let go, you gotta realize that sacrifice is hard, but it's a must. It's another thing I wrote down. Sacrifice is hard, but it's a must. Man, we sacrificed a lot over this past decade. Sacrificed a lot but not for nothing, you know? Sacrificed it because we have a purpose and a passion and a goal that we are trying to reach, and we are trying to a pinnacle that we are trying to touch. So just understand that sacrifice is hard, but it's a must. It could be family. Had to sacrifice not talking to somebody, you know. You might have to sacrifice time. That's a big sacrifice. That's something you definitely don't get back. You definitely don't get back certain time. So if you're making that sacrifice and you're sacrificing time, then you need to treat it as such, as important. You know what I'm saying? Treat it as it should be treated, because time is of the essence. Like, and we just can't get that back. And that's a big thing. But you're going to sacrifice a lot. A lot. We sacrificed relationships. We've sacrificed health at times for not getting sleep. You know what I'm saying? We've sacrificed bonds being not as strong as they could have been. But it's because we're on a mission. It's because we understand that this is the only way. And it's a tough thing. It's tough. But you find a balance. You find a balance and you realize, like, oh, it's not as bad as I thought it was. And once you find that balance, you come back around and you humble yourself and you fix it. If you mess something up, you fix it. Or you own up to your wrongdoings if you did somebody wrong because you were in a different space. But it's just a sacrifice that you got to make. And I'm speaking on behalf of us in our particular business model, because we have to, for creators, we have to kind of shut down sometimes and go in our own space and do our own thing. And it doesn't mean that we don't love you, and it doesn't mean that we don't care, and it doesn't mean that we're being jerks. It just means that I need to recharge. I need to recharge. I need to get my mind right. I need to focus so I can pour out the best quality out of me and produce the best things for my purpose and my mission and produce things that I'm proud of. And sometimes when life is a lot around you, you have to sacrifice pulling away from people or sacrifice people not understanding you. But we can't care about that. For those who don't understand, it is what it is. Because at the end of the day, if you know you're doing it because it's something that's called internally for you, then do it. You know, don't let the opinions of others ruin what you know is on the inside of you. What you know is on the inside of you. So sacrifice is hard, but it's a must. It's a must. Next thing I wrote down was good energy goes a long way. Basically, man, be the person who's remembered in that room, man. Going in places, and I can tell you this much. When it comes to us as a group, as a unit together, there's not many businesses, meetings, functions, whatever it is that we walk into where we don't pour out good energy. Like, that's our superpower. When we go into meetings, like, you may not like the project that we're pitching. You may not understand the point of view that we have. But what you will feel is the energy, and what you will understand is the chemistry. Because we just have a good energy about us. And I only want to pour that into people. I only want to pour good energy into people because you feed off of that. Like, it's a beautiful thing. That's why me and Cam made the Good Energy song, because it's real. Good energy is real, man. And I didn't really understand it until maybe 2 years ago, you know, when we really started on this journey of self-discovery and healing. I didn't really get how good energy affected people like that until it started really showing. It started really being like, oh, hey, do you want this project? Because I remember how good you were. Or, do you, hey man, I loved you on set. Like, you were, you kept everybody alive. Or, like, I love the way you guys just mesh and bond and speak to everyone like everyone's important. When we walk on set, I speak to everyone. I don't care if you're cleaning the floor. I don't care what you're doing. I'm speaking to everybody. I'm letting you know I appreciate you for being here. You know why? Because you sacrificed something to be here. You might have a family, you might have a job, but you're here helping me. And I can't ask for nothing else but to say thank you and show you appreciation like the human being that you are. Appreciate those around you, man. Appreciate that. That's where that good energy comes from. I can't stress that enough, man. Appreciate the people who are around you. And understand that they could be doing something else if they're helping you, but they're helping you. And spread that good energy. And we need more of that. We just need more of that. And that kind of goes into my next one, which is like, your tribe is everything. Your tribe is everything, man. Surround yourself with people who get your vision. Not naysayers, not yes men, but people who get your vision and will constructively lead you in the right direction. When you feel something is off, and they feel it too, like, you guys are connected. You know what I'm saying? Surround yourself with people who get your vision, who uplift and who pour into you. I love my group members. From the bottom of my heart, every one of my group members. All of them. I have no love lost. And I love them each for what they've taught me in these 10 years. We've grew up together, basically. We were 20, 21 when we started this thing. Now we're men in our 30s with responsibilities, with relationships, with business relationships, with problems, with, you know what I'm saying, things that come with life. And I'm experiencing with the people, with the men who I bonded with 14 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like in 2006, 13, 14 years ago when I was 18 and wide-eyed, and we all were 18 and wide-eyed and figuring out life and figuring out this new city that we're in. And I bonded with these guys in a way that I can't even describe. It was pure divine intervention is all I can describe it as. And I love those men from the bottom of my heart. I would do anything for my guys, anything. They could ask me, I need you to fly to Florida and just talk to me, bro. I'm going through something. I'm there because it's like that. The brotherhood is like that. You know, I'm closer with them than I am some of my family. Just those are my family. And you just got to surround yourself with people like that. They take you a long way. They show you a side of you that you didn't even know you had. And I get emotional when I talk about it because I'm just so thankful. I'm thankful for those men. I'm thankful for the people that God put in my life, and not just them. Those are my key guys. That's my circle, my court. But there's people that you guys don't like. My friend Gomez that's in Atlanta, and our bond is a whole nother bond. I love that guy. I love him. Like I love the people that I call my tribe of people. There are women in my life that I love, that I cherish. My mother is one of them. You know that. So the people that I surround myself with, man, oh, so thankful. I wouldn't trade it for the world. It couldn't pay me to not talk to them. Well, you could probably pay me like $1 billion. I'd be like, all right, cool. Well, I'll talk to them later. But no, I'm joking. But dead serious, man. Like, you need those type of people because they pour into you, and they're somebody that you can lean on in the times that you don't know what to do, in the times that you're confused about life, in the times that you may be in a dark place, and they give you a light, and they understand that who you are, and they just listen. Sometimes they don't even have to say anything. They just listen and they get it. They listen and they get it, and they say, look, man, keep going. That's all you need sometimes, is a keep going. You don't know how far a keep going could go. Words of affirmation is a love language of mine. So that for me, that's all I need sometimes, is a keep going, or you're doing good. Like, don't, like, you good. Sorry if you hear a little noise outside. It's a whole dump truck outside. But it's okay. We just trashing all the old things in 2019, all the toxic stuff. And so that's just a representation of that. And we bringing in that new garbage bin for 2020. But yeah, man, love those people, man, and give them their flowers while they're here. Let them know how you appreciate them. Let them know that you appreciate what they do for you, or you appreciate how y'all bond, or you appreciate when they just talk to you, or you appreciate them as a whole. Like, let them know, man. Like, call them. Like, anybody you need to, if you need to reconcile a relationship, call that person, man. Talk to them. Let them know. Be honest. Like, be open. Be vulnerable. And just let them know, man, because we just don't know. We don't know. And you would hate for them to leave this world without you telling them first, like, yo, you did a lot for me, or you did this for me, or you understood me in a way that somebody else didn't, or me and you connected in this way, or whatever. I'm so glad we started the business. Whatever it is, please understand that your tribe is so, so, so important. So that was my other point. My last point, and I think it's one of the most important, is don't quit. If you are listening to this, do not quit. wherever you are right now, wherever you're at listening to this, however you feel, do not quit. And I mean that. Do not quit. Repeat it with me. I will not quit. One more time. I will not quit. Because if you quit, how will you ever know where you were going? You have to fall in love with this process of life. You have to fall in love with the journey. You have to fall in love with the setback. You have to fall in love with the unknown. You have to fall in love with the uncomfortable feeling of, I don't know what to do next. Because you have to fall in love with it. It's a part of the program. If life was one of them church programs, you would see all of these things in there. And you would be like, how am I going to get to the end of this show? By not quitting. And I mean this from the, like, from the depths of my long ass feet to the top of my head. Do not quit. We're 10 years in. Shit has happened. Shit has happened. Shit will happen. But guess what? It's made me better. It's enlightened me. It's opened my eyes. It's put a fire under me. It's put a battery in my back. It's excited me. It's shown me who I am as a man and as a creator. I'm not the same person I was 10 years ago. You shouldn't be either. You're not. You're not. You're different. You're built different. All right? So I just want to say, do not quit. Put it to you this way. You don't want to be the what if person. Oh man, that you don't want to be that. You don't want to be 95 years old on your deathbed in the hospital and you go, what if I wouldn't have quit? Oh, that's painful. That's painful. That's something I do not want, is to be what if. What if I would have stayed one more week doing what I love? What if I would have tried a little harder? What if I would have just moved to that state for that new job, but I didn't because I was scared of changing locations and leaving what I'm familiar with. Dealing with familiarness can keep people stuck because they're home, because they know where they're at. What if I would have like saved a little better? What if, nah, man, let that shit go. And we not doing what if. You know why? Because we not quitting. We not quitting. If I quit, I quit on somebody else. We are supposed to be an inspiration. In some way, shape, or form, you are supposed to be inspiring somebody. I can't quit because you guys listen to this. I can't quit because I have a team of people counting on my portion. And I'm a team player. I can't quit. I have to ride it until the wheels literally fall off. Then I knew, oh, I put in the amount of work that I was supposed to. I exhausted all the options. I put blood, sweat, tears, time, everything into it. And it didn't work out. That's different. That's you doing everything you can. But guess what? If you do everything in your body, you are going to win. You are going to be successful. Success isn't measured by money and material. That's not what success is. Success is measured internally, to where you can say, I lived a happy, fulfilling life. You can be successful with $25,000 a year, but you have an amazing family. You have gifted kids. You have somewhere that you love to be going to for work, whatever it is. That success is measured internally. Material things come, but material things go. Do not quit. Don't quit for yourself. Don't quit for your mom, if that's who's your inspiration, your dad, your aunt, grandma, uncle, whoever it is, your kids. Do not quit. We don't do the what if around here. We just do it. Let it out. Let the project go. Let the book go. Start doing your speaking engagements. Put out your content. Take the trip. Move to the city. Vision 2020. Vision is what we need. Vision is what we have to have. So I'm going to recap everything that I said. Actions produce progression. Setbacks will happen. Number three, change your habits, change your life. Number four, fail and do it again. Number five, your plan is not God's plan. Number six, let go. Let it go. Number seven, sacrifice is hard, but it's a must. It's a must. Number eight, good energy goes a long way. Good energy. Good energy. Keep that. Number nine, your tribe is everything. And if any of my brothers are listening to this right now, I love you. Know that. I love you. And number 10, do not quit. You may want to. Oh man, you may want to. It may be in your bones. Like, I am done with this shit. Stay a little longer and see what happens. Because, man, they say it's darkest before dawn. Listen, it's going to get dark. But, man, when you see that little peak of light and the sun open up and your world shifts and changes. Oh, I'm just seeing it for people who are listening to this. Like, no joke, man. I'm seeing you guys flourish. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling you flourish. And I love that, man. Flourish, live, create, do, laugh, cry, pray, eat. Like, whatever, just live, man. Live. And do not quit. Do not quit. Do it for me. Just don't quit. I love hearing stories of people who was on the verge of it, and then they just said, nah, take it up a level. Take it up a notch. When you feel like quitting, take it up a notch. Bounce back on life. Put your foot in the dirt, head to the ground, and go. Do not quit. I love you guys. If ain't nobody else tell you, I love you guys. I want you guys to understand that I don't do this for money. I don't do this for recognition. I do it because I want to pour into you. I do it because I want you to understand that life is what you make it. We're not doing negativity in 2020. We're not doing lack mentality. We're not doing scarcity mindset. We're producing fruits. We're planting seeds that are going to feed generations. We're thinking about others. We're thinking about long-term wealth. We're thinking about self-care, taking care of ourselves. We're thinking about business. We're thinking about creating meaningful things. We're thinking about laughing. We're thinking about filling our souls and our tummies, because food be good. We're thinking about connection. Leave all the toxic shit. Leave all that shit in 2019. Leave it in the decade ago. It's a new decade. It's a new decade. New relationships, new business, new growth, new inspiration, new patterns, new habits, new. I love you guys. If you're listening to this and it's 2020 already, then you already know what to do. Put the battery in the back. Feed the beast. 120%. Go get it. Go get it. Do not quit. Go get it. If you're listening to this right before the ball drop, go get it. Go get it. I'm excited. I'm excited for everything we have coming. I'm excited for all of you guys listening to this. You're going to be great. Listen to me. All of you, listen to this. If you listen to this, you're going to be great. You are great. You are an inspiration. So go out there and be that. Once again, my name is Rome Green Jr. On behalf of the Comedy Trap House and Dormtainment, we wish you a happy, happy new year. A happy 2020. You made it. You did it. You got this far. Now turn up. Live. Do what you need to do. Make somebody proud. Most importantly, make somebody smile. Thank you. Thank God. Thank everyone who listens to this. I love you, and see you on the next episode of Comedy Trap.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.